You're listening to
Spam Jam Radio.
The best.
Jam 15.
Wow, 15 jams already.
Yep, this is Jam 15. So, how's it going, George?
Oh, terribly. My life is a bad joke, told poorly by a drunk, smelly man in an ill-fitting suit.
Oh, great. I'm doing well, too. About to have me a burger and watch the game. Go Tigers!
Wait! Stop the car! We have to go back. I forgot my favorite butt plug in the hotel. They don't make it anymore, and it's just perfect for me. What are you waiting for, man? Let's go!
You got it. Operation Butt Plug begins right now.
Hey, did you ever see that movie? What's it called again?
The Squid's Poop Shoot?
No, man.
Crispy Dork Boogers?
Come on.
On top of Mount Nangus?
Jesus, Larry, can't you be serious just once in your life? I mean, you're 42, for God's sake. It's time to decide what you want to do with yourself besides begging for attention with endless stupid jokes at every opportunity. Listen, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but someone has to say something. At some point, life begins to demand a certain level of responsibility, and you need to start working towards that, or you'll be left behind, and you'll end up old and alone, with nothing to show for it. I only say this because I'm your friend and I care, but it's time you got your ass in gear, man!
Wow, okay, what's it called? The Donkey's Big Red Bunghole?
Yeah, my brother just started this wellness app and he's about to launch.
Hey, I gotta interrupt you. You want pancakes?
What?
The exit for the pancake shack is approaching and it's important to make a decision now.
Well, I guess.
This is no fucking time for guessing, Gerald. Yes or no to pancakes? Yes or no?
Hello?
This is an automated message for
Mr. Julius P. Warren.
Please do not respond. This is a courtesy communication from
Fiesta Jetskis Notary and Legal.
Please note, we tried to approve your rushed and registered time-critical application, but the stamp ran out of ink, and then we had to go to lunch, and then on our annual leave, with immediate effect and indefinite term. Be sure to carefully consider this important information. This automated message is now complete. Please do not respond. And thank you,
Mr. Julius P. Warren,
for being a passive and dedicated customer. Good night.
Hello, can I get you something?
Yes, please. What do you have?
Today we are serving food.
Okay, great. I'll have that, and my date Gladys will have the same.
Good. Two foods. Would you like two smaller pre-foods before the foods?
Actually, now that you mention it, that sounds like a good idea. Oh, and something to drink.
Of course. I will get you both a beverage.
A beverage sounds perfect. Doesn't that sound just perfect, Gladys?
And now, sounds of waves lapping at a moonlit shore, while a broken man finally sits down with his kids to share all kinds of bad news from which they will never truly recover.
Of course it's not your fault, little monkey. Your mother didn't mean what she said. She just needs a few weeks of rest now in a special hotel. Yes, we still love each other, just not in the same way. No, we won't be able to visit her for a while, but always remember, she cares about you very much. Everything will be just fine. You have my word. I'm about to close a big deal, the biggest one yet. Any day now, I can feel it. No, those men won't call anymore or show up at the door. I promise.
We will have to move in with your grandma for a while, and you will have to share a room with your sister, just temporarily. I know it's far away from all your friends.
The operation has an excellent success rate. It's a standard procedure. Nothing to worry about. Don't cry, my little soldier. Everything will be just fine.
Just fine.
What's for dinner?
Pea soup.
Ew! What's dessert then? Poo tart? Writing.
This has been a Canter Loop production. Thanks for listening.